Well, hello out there, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Well, welcome. And, you know, here at the Spotlight Show, you know, we have people that do crazy things and people that take trips, and we interview people opening businesses or been in business for a long time. And we also, we talk about, you know, issues that affect our communities. And today, I have Mark Wagner with the Jersey County Board, and Hayden Sievers with the Calhoun County Board. And some things have come up as of late that people are buzzing about. So we got them in here on the Spotlight Show, and we're going to talk about them and kind of air to the community what's actually going on. And it concerns what is called the New Vision for Alton Riverfront. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hello.
Thanks for having us, Chris.
First of all, before we get into it, just a little background. Mark, since you're the senior in here. So, Mark, where you come from? Where you come from, son?
Well, I started out as a conservation police officer. I ended my career as a district supervisor, being a sergeant with the Illinois Conservation Police. I've been retired now for 7 years, and after about a year off work, I decided to run for county board, and been on the county board for 6 years now.
Hey, you know, if that county board doesn't think, you know, work out for you, I think you got a good radio voice.
Absolutely.
So that's something to think about. Now, Hayden, how about you? I know you, Calhoun boy.
That's right. So I was 32 years old, born and raised right where I live right now. I'm about 100 yards from my childhood home. Went to school for engineering, spent, you know, 9 years away from home, and then dad got sick, came back to the family farm, and now we're back on the family farm full-time and raising our family there and just love the Calhoun way of life. About a year ago, somebody on the county board resigned, and the state's attorney and another member of the board approached me about possibly being designated for that position. And my first question was, well, what is the county board? And after getting a little crash course in some local politics, decided that it was something that we wanted to do to get more involved in our local community. So for just about a year now, I've been on the Calhoun County Board and raising babies and pigs as well.
I see.
Okay. I'm raising babies and pigs. That's something right. Like that.
So, Mark, just whenever I press the red button, it'll
I got it. I already got it rolling.
It's not moving very fast.
Well, it's because it's zoomed out. Okay.
Can you put it right so it's going to take off right where I'm at instead of having that in there?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'll fix that after the fact. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. Well, this new vision for Alton Riverfront, can one of you guys comment on what it is, kind of explain it to our listeners?
It's basically 135,000 acres of public land in Illinois and Missouri is what it entails. And it entails state land, federal U.S. Corps of Engineer land, and U.S. Fish and Wildlife land.
So wanting to make just a big national park.
Put everything under one roof, a national park.
Okay. And this started in Alton. And, right, it's...
It started with Alton Works, yes.
Alton Works, okay. How long have you guys been involved in this? I know, when did it start? When did this thing come about?
In early July, the Jersey County Board received an email from Alton Works requesting we attend a meeting in late August about this issue. And Gary Kruger and I attended a meeting in late August along with Amy Ellick, our state representative. There was a representative from Madison County there, and several mayors from the area were also there.
Okay. How about you, Hayden?
Yeah, so we actually found out about it through Mark here. So Mark obviously got invited to this meeting, attended, immediately called our state's attorney, who informed someone on our board, and then we started doing a little investigating, and it it appears that, you know, Alton Works, never heard of them, got nothing against them. There was a proposal that they had out about this that they had posted on their website in November of 2023. I've got it here in front of me, and it gives a lot of information on what the intent is. And but somehow many of the groups and the populations and counties involved in this, best kept secret in the Mississippi Valley area.
Well, I guess from what I read in the paper, I read a little bit in the paper about it, is like it's supposed to bring this, it's going to encompass the three counties and bring a bunch of, I don't know, jobs to the area, or I don't know, a bunch of development. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I, as a member of the Calhoun County Board, I'll speak for Calhoun, and no more than we found out about this, we like I said, dove in, got some information, and there's a history in the county of private land being taken by federal agencies, Sierra okay. Club, and so no one's really too keen on this. It's kind of hard to trust that they're going to have our best interest in mind, I guess. So there's a bunch of people, the biggest turnout we've ever seen to any county board meeting. We were overflowing out of the room. We had to move into an old gymnasium.
Well, tell me about it. What was that like?
Yeah, it was, I was wondering what I signed up for a year ago, you know, being on the county board. So, but it was powerful. You know, there's a lot of people that just got, you know, caught wind of this. At first they thought it was us doing it as the county board. So we were in the hot seat, and we've since, you know, vetted all that out, and it's been really neat to see the community rally around something. And because of that, the rally, you know, the county board, we had our state's attorney write up in opposition to this, and it was signed unanimously by the board. And so we have a resolution of opposition filed against this. So not too many people, and I guess in the county, are too keen on it. I guess the thought is, you know, if Alton Works, if it's good for Alton, that's great. But no one's asked Calhoun what they think about it.
Yes, Mark, what's your take on this proposal? What's from the Jersey County standpoint?
Well, I'm going to run through what happened at the meeting in August. They gave a proposal, and it included the Alton Riverfront, along with the national park idea. And the Alton Riverfront proposal that they gave was, I thought, actually a pretty good proposal. But when it comes to the national park issue, they're selling it as an economic impact for tourism. And for myself, I think it's going to have the reverse effect on both Calhoun and Jersey.
Why is that?
Well, you're talking about 135,000 acres of public land.
Okay.
Pere Marquette is the largest state park in Illinois.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, yeah. It is.
How many acres is that, you know?
The website says 8,000 acres, but they've added in the last several years, I think there's actually more acreage than what the website has. But with Pere Marquette alone, if that becomes a national park, we would lose out on tax revenue from farm leases, public safety sales tax, and hotel motel tax. It would have an impact on Jersey County's budget.
Yeah. Now, didn't you say something prior to us going on the air about if it's a national park, people that visit it would have to pay to get in?
Everybody that visits a national park, yes, there is a $40 fee. Right now, all the services that are offered in all these different areas are for free. You don't have to pay a fee. If you want to hunt, fish, eagle watch, bike ride, whatever you want to do, all these services are for free.
I'll be darned. Yeah.
If you want to go eat at Pere Marquette Lodge,
yeah,
you can go eat.
Right.
But if it becomes a national park, it's $40 before you even get in the front door.
Yeah, different story. Okay. What are some other, Aiden, what's some other impacts that you see coming if this comes down the pike?
Yeah, I mean, Mark laid out a lot of good stuff there on the hunting side, and that speaks for a good chunk of Calhoun. You know, every 3 years. I used to be more of a hunter than I am these days with the kids and the farm and everything. But, you know, every 3 years there's the duck blind draw, and that's such a great community event. People come from all over, and there's multiple of these draws, and that goes away with this, as Mark explained, that there'll be no more duck blinds, and he can speak more to that, I guess, here in a bit. But
no more duck blinds.
Yeah.
What do you mean? No.
Go ahead, Mark. You can go lay it out there for me.
Right now, in the Mississippi River area, which is 13 public hunting areas, we have 350 public duck blinds.
Wow. No wonder those duck draws are so big, right?
Yeah. So after the blind builders in the morning, after they have access to their blind, anyone is free to jump in those blinds and hunt.
Like afternoon or something, or what?
It depends on what area.
How does that work?
It depends on what area you go to. If you go to like Fuller Lake, you can go there first thing in the morning and drive around. And if nobody's in the blind, you can basically hop in.
Okay.
Other areas that have check stations like Diamond Island, it's 9 o'clock. You can go in there at 9 o'clock and jump in. Okay. Fuller Lake, you can go any time of the day. So it all depends on what area you're in. But if you do away with those public duck blinds, right now we have three generations of hunters that can go out in the morning and hunt. We can have a grandfather, a son, and a grandson all hunt from these public duck blinds, and they can hunt safely. Yeah. If you do away with those duck blinds, they're forced to either sit in the weeds in chest waders or hunt from a boat blind, which is really unsafe.
Yes. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Mark Wagner and Hayden Sievers, both from Jersey County Board and Calhoun County Board, respectively, talking about this new vision for Alton Riverfront that's come about, and it's all the buzz now. And so we're getting the word out on what's actually going on with that. Hayden, on back to you, as far as like the hunting, all right, can you kind of say how this, if this would come to be, how like deer hunting, how's that going to impact deer hunting, which just began to on October 1st?
Right. Right. Well, it's almost kind of hard to say because, you know, a counter argument, there's a very, very good chance, as the majority of national parks in the country allow no hunting whatsoever. So there's a good chance that it goes away entirely. There is a slight chance that it's still allowed to some extent. What rules and regulations are going to be put around that, we really don't know. For instance, just in conversations with Mark about this, since he's, you know, got so much experience in this area, if there's a lot of public deer hunting that happens right around my home, and, you know, guys will go in, and we do a really good job communicating with our neighbors and whatnot, and somebody might set up a deer stand, you know, before the season starts, and they're able to go back and visit that stand. There's a lot of sharing, too. You know, guys will, you know, hey, I got a stand here. I'm not hunting today. Go ahead. You're not going to be able to leave that stand there overnight. When you leave the woods, it's got to come with you, and okay, you're going to be forced to set it up each time or take a climbing tree stand with you. And for someone who's young or old, that's just not practical. So it's just going to be very discriminatory.
Sounds like a good way to get hurt.
And a very good way to get hurt. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, it is not, that wouldn't be very practical. What other issues, Mark, do you see down the pike with this would come into play?
Well, one of the things I haven't mentioned so far is how it would affect boating on the river. Camping, in particular. You go out to use the islands right now. There's a lot of people that go to the sandbars.
Mm-hmm.
That's for free. Well, again, $40 fee, and you're required to get a permit before you could even go out there.
You'd probably get charged to put your boat in, right? Maybe. I don't know. How would you charge? How would they charge? Or would they wouldn't allow you? Or how would they charge that?
I don't know how they would regulate that, to be honest. I know there are several islands that people boat out to, and they would no longer be able to camp out there without, again, having that $40 fee.
Right. Yeah. Let's just retouch a little bit on the eminent domain thing, you know, because that when that comes up, it's happened to Calhoun in Jersey County. Hayden, a little touch on that.
Yeah, so like I said, we've had a couple meetings now, and there's just been amazing turnout from the county, and a good portion of that has been prominent Calhoun families that have already had this happen to them before, and my family in particular has been one, although not nearly to the extent of some of the other families. And I don't want to be the anti-government, you know, hillbilly on here or anything like that, but there's some fear that, you know, when the federal government comes in and now they're your next door neighbor, well, how soon before they say, oh, eminent domain, this is better for us to own this than for the public to own it. And like I said, over the last 60 to 100 years, it has happened, and there has been so many examples of people coming forward with their personal story on this front.
How about the industry along the riverfront? How would that affect that? You got any ideas? You know, as far as the river boats and just the mills and the grain elevators and everything that, I mean, barge traffic's pretty big.
Well, Calhoun and Jersey, I don't think it would have any impact on how it would impact Madison County. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah. There's been concern, and we've actually reached out to, I don't know if we have any public statements yet, but there's been definitely reciprocal concern with some of these barge companies, because just like with entering a national park, there's going to be additional fees to go up and down the river, even if you're a barge company. And where's that money going? You know, the barge company isn't just going to eat that fee. It's going to get passed to the farmer, it's going to have to pass it to the consumer, you know? So it's all the little people that end up suffering when something like this takes place.
Okay. A couple things. One is, when, I know there's probably going to be a county board meeting, both in Jersey and Calhoun, where this is going to be talked about more. When is the next Jersey County Board meeting?
October 8th is the next Jersey County Board meeting, and we have a resolution that will be presented that night in opposition to the national park. It's already went through our tourism committee, and unanimously we voted to send it to the county board.
Okay. And so when is the Calhoun Board meeting?
Yeah, it's a same time, actually. October 8th is our next county board meeting, and it'll be that we're going to go through our main agenda, and it's going to be followed up with an update on some of the efforts that have been taking place on this front, and just some of the information that we've been gathering. So,
okay, what can people do? You know, this is a free country, and we got the First Amendment, right? And we can speak out. What do you guys recommend for people to do if they're really concerned and they want to let their congressman or state senator know about it? Any tips?
Sure. First off, I would say don't take mine or Mark's word for it. You know, go inform yourself. I mean, Alton Works is they have a very actually nice, well set up website. I'll give them kudos to that. And they've got all the information about this online. There's been some write ups about it in the Calhoun News Herald as well, and different newspapers. So get informed, find out, you know, what all this entails and how it's going to affect you. And then once you've kind of got ownership of that opinion, by all means, call your local state representatives, and even on the federal side too, and be polite. There's no reason to come in guns a-blazing. A lot of these politicians are probably just hearing about this for the first time themselves. So I would say, you know, approach them with politeness, explain why you would be opposed to this, but also you gotta kind of arm them as well. They might hear this and say, oh, this sounds like a pretty good idea, but we need to explain why it's not. And that's also because there's so many organizations and hunting groups that have so many good things going for them, so many projects that they're doing right now to maintain the integrity of this area and the ecology of this area and the communities in this area. There's so much good already taking place, and we need to highlight that and let them know that, hey, not only do we feel like we really don't need this, we got a lot of good things going for us right now. This is a pretty awesome area, and yeah, it's all right for people to know that, you know?
Yeah. Mark?
I really don't see how this is going to have an economic impact. Like I said, with tourism, that's my take on it. From my previous profession, I've seen people from all over the world at Pier Marquette State Park. They want to stop and get their pictures taken. And I just don't see how much more tourism we can actually get into our area by making it a national park. And like, yeah, I said, by charging this fee for everything that is now free, I think we're going to have the reverse effect in turn people away. I know when I visited a national park, Lake Mead out by Las Vegas, we were going to eat breakfast down at the marina, and they were going to charge us $40 to get in the gate, and we were going to turn around and leave. We're not going to add $40 to just go eat breakfast. So again, I think it's going to have the reverse effect. I will say that Alton Works, I think they have a great proposal for the Alton Riverfront. Everything that they're doing is not bad. We're not here to slam them.
Right.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the national park and taking all this land away, I think it has a greater impact than what they really realize.
Well, those are definitely some things. Hey, is there anything else, anything you guys are forgetting that you want to add to this that the listeners ought to know that you know of?
One of the things I forgot to mention at that meeting I went to in August, Michael Ward, he's the regional director for the U.S. National Park Service. He was at that meeting, and he gave us an idea of how this could actually happen, the procedure that they have to follow. They could do it legislatively, which he said takes about 3 years. He said the National Park Service would have to do a study. He said their study really doesn't mean anything. He said there's times where the Park Service has said, hey, this is a really good idea, and they turn it down. And in same token, he said they've told them it's a bad idea, and they do it anyway. So it's up to the legislature. That's one way. The other way that they can do it is the president could do it with the stroke of a pen. He could make this happen.
Just by the stroke of a pen?
By the stroke of a pen. He could make that a national park.
That's scary.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right. You hear that, listeners? So it's a big deal. And get involved. Let your people know. Well, fellas, thanks for coming in today. Appreciate it. Any tips or anything you want to end on this interview to let people know anything?
Just stay involved. Stay involved.
Keep track of it.
Keep track. Reach out. Reach out to everybody on the different boards. Reach out to your local and federal legislators and stay involved.
Yeah, I just want to thank you, Chris, for giving us a platform here to, voice ourselves and kind of what the people of the great Tri-County area have to say about it, Thank you.
This is the voice of That's the Tri-Counties.
Right. That's right.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks for coming in. It's been great. We might even have you back. Okay, to kind of recap.
Absolutely.
Maybe in a few weeks.
Love to.
Okay. So thanks, Chris. Thanks, fellas.
Thank you.
See, you're all nervous. That went well.
Okay, I hope so.
I think it went well.
Yeah.